This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
The youth firearm deer season has just wrapped up. We've also got the archery deer season well underway, and we do have some early returns from that as well. Hi, I'm Kurt Hicken, and welcome to this week's edition of the WSMI Outdoors program. Well, we don't have any results from the youth firearm deer hunt quite yet, but we do have some early results from the archery deer season. In fact, the archery harvest was very strong during the opening days of the archery deer season, and with more good weather in the forecast, a continued good harvest is anticipated. Results as of October 4th show Illinois deer hunters had harvested a preliminary total of 5,140 whitetails. Last year's harvest for the same period was only 3,106. And the top five counties for archery harvest during this period were Pike with 163, Fulton with 142, Jefferson with 128, Randolph with 116, and Adams with 110. The harvest at that point consisted of 71% does and 29% males. Calhoun County Archers had bagged 65 compared to 26 last year. Greene County hunters had harvested 53 compared to 30. Archers in Macoupin County had recorded 67 deer compared to 45, while Morgan County hunters tagged 44 deer compared to 26. The archery harvest in Jersey County for this period was 57 compared to 20, and the Madison County archery harvest stood at 88 compared to 54. In Montgomery County, hunters had bagged 82 deer compared to 55, while the Bond County harvest totaled 37 compared to 18. Now, as more crops are harvested and removed from the fields, additional reports are expected from hunters seeing deer. Best of all, the hunting will only improve during the next few weeks. And the Illinois archery deer season continues through January 17th. The season temporarily closes during the two long weekends of firearm deer hunting scheduled for November 20th through the 22nd and December 3rd through the 6th. So plenty of archery deer hunting left ahead. And if you are a fisherman, you know that one of the biggest times of the year, the catchable trout season, is about upon us. In fact, this weekend it's going to start. The campground at Beaver Dam State Park has been luring plenty of fall campers, and even larger crowds are expected in the park during the next few weeks for the catchable trout season. The trout opener, scheduled for October 17th, is one of the biggest events of the year for Beaver Dam, and the trout will be delivered in a few days prior to the event, and the stage is set for a huge and enjoyable weekend. Illinois trout anglers will receive their opportunity to pursue their favorite species during the annual fall catchable trout season, and that's slated to open at 5 a.m. on October 17th. Dennis Armour, the site superintendent at Beaver Dam, says things often get started rather early at Beaver Dam during the trout opener. Many people will be there staking out their favorite fishing holes well before 5 a.m. Now, according to Armour, Beaver Dam State Lake will be stocked with some 2,600 trout, but we're now hearing word that may even be more. In the past, these fish have weighed a total of around 3,000 pounds, and he said many of these fish are sure to be of an impressive size. IDNR officials have announced that the 2015 Illinois fall catchable trout season will feature rainbow trout fishing at 53 ponds and lakes throughout the state. More than 80,000 trout are expected to be stocked at the 53 locations just prior to the opening of the fall trout season. And unlike some years when the warmer than normal temperatures delay the stocking by almost a week, most of the sites in the state's southern reaches will be soon stocked with trout. This will allow the newly stocked fish an additional time to adjust to their new environment and may likely even lead to even better fishing. Now, anglers are reminded that no trout may be taken from any of the stock sites from October 1st until the fall season opens at 5 a.m. on October 17th. Our local sites participating in the program include Beaver Dam State Park Lake in Macoupin County, Siloam Springs State Park in Adams County, Morgan Lake in Jacksonville's Nichols Park in Morgan County, and the Highland Old City Lake in Madison County, the Main Lake at Frank Holton State Park in St. Clair County, and the Greenville Old City Lake, which is Patriots Park Lake, located in Bond County. Additional sites nearby include Jones Park Lake and Willow Lake at the Peabody River State Fish and Wildlife Area in St. Clair County, as well as the Department of Transportation Lake, South Wind, and Washington Park Ponds in Springsfield. So trout fishing coming up very soon. Okay, we're going to take a brief break. Be back with more right after these messages. Okay, we're back, and trout are not the only fish turning on right now. In fact, aboard the Illinois' three large Corps of Engineer reservoirs, we've got some fabulous fall fishing. At Carlisle Lake right now, Main Lake shows some very good catfish action. Anglers are using cut bait, night crawlers, leeches, and cheese baits and catching good numbers of fine-looking channel catfish. And the crappie bite, it too is turning on. It's a good bite right now. It's a good fall crappie bite. Minnows or tube jigs are producing most of these fish. And we're seeing some very good white bass action. The white bass are on the rocks now, as they do each fall. Anglers are fishing with inline spinners, shallow running crankbaits, and tagging them with curly tails. We've got all kinds of good action going on with the white bass along the rocks. In the tailwaters, very good catfish action reported on cheese baits, cut shad, and crawlers. Bluegill are being caught on wax and mealworms. The crappie bites rated good on minnows and tube jigs. Sauger action is just fair at best, not hearing a whole lot of action on the sauger, but we're seeing some very good white bass action. White bass are being caught on inline spinners with curly tails or minnows. So lots of good fishing to be reported right now. At Wren Lake in the state southern reaches, more good fishing reported. Largemouth bass are rated excellent on plastic worms, black and blue jigs, minnows, and spinner baits. The crappie bite has been excellent. Jigs are working very well. Quarter ounce pink and white tube jigs, small and medium minnows, and mealworms all producing fish in the Main Lake drop-off areas. Try fishing the Gun Creek area, or from shore use fish near the stuck structures like the hot spots have been the Jackie Branch, Sandusky Harbor, Sailboat Harbor, Markham Coves, and Ina Boat Ramp. The bluegill fishing is still good on crickets, worms, waxworms, and mealworms, small jigs, and the channel catfish, excellent. Just lots of channel catfish being caught on commercial catfish baits, as well as night crawlers and large minnows. Some of the hot spots have been the Waltonville Dam, the Turnip Patch area, the Jackie Branch, and North Sandusky day use area. All of them are working very well, and you can also drift fish with leeches and moving water, dry drift fishing the flats with all types of baits. And white bass are rated fair on jigs and curly tail grubs, inline spinners working very well in the shallow bays near the brushy cover and bushes. And at Lake Shelbyville, Steve Welch, fishing guide, reports good action here as well. The water temperatures have fallen from 80 degrees clear down to 62, and the lake is some stain to it due to last week's rain. The lake is finally at a summer pool after a four-month high water ordeal, and the bait is moving back into the coves on the south end, and lay down trees and coves have some nice sized crappie on them. So does the trees on the main lake, he says, and they're catching much better fish on the down trees over brush piles. They're fishing a minnow about 12 feet down straight over the heavy branches of the down trees. They've been vertical fishing them with the long fishing rods with a soft tip, allowing the minnow to load up. And when you get a bite, this sets the hook already. So the fish is already there as the slip bobber rig just drifts too fast and the waves are too much. They're doing much better on minnows over jigs, but have been using both a 3/32 ounce deep ledge jig as well as some sort of chartreuse mid-south jig on it, or tube on it. And the white bass are moving with the bait. They're catching them on the points and on the main lakes as well as the back in the larger coves in mid-lake south. They're getting them on inline spinners burned just under the surface in water no deeper than 2 feet. And white bass and crappie have been primarily the major fish being caught right now. They're catching a lot of these fish and a lot of very nice fish. So there's some good fishing to be had at each of Illinois' three large Corps of Engineer reservoirs, as well as our own local lakes. And don't forget the trout fishing. And that pretty well wraps things up for this week. Be sure to join us next week at the same time. And until then, we wish you all safe hunting and good fishing. I'm Kurt Hicken.